بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, لو أردت هواني لم تهدني ولو أردت فضيحتي لم تعافني إلهي ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت عمري في طلبها منك.
Brothers and sisters, we reached this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لو أردت هواني لم تهدني. My Lord, had you wanted to humiliate me, you would not have guided me to you. وَلَوْ أَرَدْتَ فَضِيحَتِي لَمْ تُعَافِنِي. Had you decided to humiliate me, you would not have excused me. إِلَهِي مَا أَظُنُّكَ تَرُدَّنِي فِي حَاجَةٍ قَدْ أَفْنَيْتُ عُمْرِي فِي طَلَبِهَا مِنْكَ. My Lord, I do not expect you to reject my request that I spent my whole lifetime asking for it from you. Dear listeners, recognizing how the Almighty Allah loves and how He turns to His creatures and His servants is not that difficult. We can clearly understand that through the different signs of Almighty Allah's mercy regarding the servants. Imam alayhi salam wants to make us more aware of this fact, that Almighty Allah is always caring about His servants. That is why He says, لَوْ أَرَدْتَ هَوَانِي لَمْ تَهْدِنِي. My Lord, had you wanted to humiliate me, you would have not guided me. Imam alayhi salam is teaching us that even this fact that we are standing before our Lord is a blessing that needs a gratitude. So many servants across the world are not even aware of this Almighty Allah. They are not aware of their creator. They don't even recognize that there is an absolute cause in this universe. But Imam alayhi salam is saying, لَوْ أَرَدْتَ هَوَانِي لَمْ تَهْدِنِي. You have guided me to you, and this is a sign that you do not want to humiliate me. I am your servant, and I am confessing to my sins, and I know you do not want to humiliate me. وَلَوْ أَرَدْتَ فَضِيحَتِي لَمْ تُعَافِنِي. Had you decided to humiliate me, you would not have excused me.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings he said, that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniye, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniye is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Brothers and sisters, you see how important entertaining a good opinion of Almighty Allah is. Throughout this whispered prayer, we have emphasized on this entertaining a good opinion of Allah. According to a divine narration, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. So Imam Ali salam is teaching us that by signs of Almighty Allah's mercy, you can always stay hopeful, because the Almighty Allah does not want to humiliate us. And how we can understand that? By the fact that we are guided, by the fact that we are standing before our Lord, and by the fact that Almighty Allah has promised to accept our excuses on the condition that we truly repent. Anyway, this part of the whispered prayer moves on. إلهي ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت عمري في طلبها منك. My Lord, I do not expect you to reject my request that I have spent my entire lifetime asking for it from you. This is so important to be aware of. This is another aspect of that recognition of the Almighty Allah we first talked about. It is narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam saying, أحسن الظن بالله فإن الله عز وجل يقول أنا عند ظن عبدي المؤمن إن خيرا فخير وإن شرا فشر. Entertain a good opinion of Almighty Allah, because Allah says, if my servant thinks good of me, I am good, and if he thinks bad of me, I will be bad to him. There is also another tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that is worth mentioning. A servant continues to be in the state of blessing, hope, and mercy of Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, so long as he does not make haste and does not despair and does not discard prayer. He was asked, how does one make haste? And Imam alayhi salam replied by saying, I have been praying to Allah since such and such time, but I do not see the response. Brothers and sisters, this fact that we do not see the response of the Almighty Allah does not necessarily mean that Almighty Allah is not aware of us, that Almighty Allah does not want to grant our wishes. What He has asked from us is to entertain a good opinion of Him, to have husnul dhanni billah, and act upon that. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، أحبك يا شعبان، يا شعبان، أحبك يا شعبان.